When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Yo, meet us on Mongus and say what's going on, and welcome back to the Mongus and Say 30-Day Challenge. The challenge where every single day for 30 days, I'm helping break down the basics of Japanese so that you can understand them. Today, we're on day 7. So we're finally through the first whole week of this 30-Day Challenge, and we're kind of starting to get really into it. And today's the first day where I'm going to really start introducing verbs. Now, there are two main different types of verbs in Japanese, and it's good to know this because the different types of verbs help you understand how conjugation is going to work, how to sort them, and also how to use them. So we first need to be able to identify these two verbs. Now, if you're following the challenge on my website, manga-sensei.com/30days, you'll notice on day 7, the vocab words are all verbs, okay? And they all have similar endings. However, when you go over these verbs, what I like you to pay attention is how they're written. Not necessarily how they're written in hiragana, but how they're written in English. I find the most effective way to be able to memorize vocabulary words, particularly verbs, is to write them in English lettering. And the reason for that is because when you write it down in English lettering, you can easily identify what the two different types of verbs are. See, the first type of verbs that we're learning about are called ichidan verbs, or one-step verbs. Now, ichidan verbs all have the same ending. All of them end in iru or eru. So let me give you an example. If I say miru, which means to see, that would be written miru. The last three letters are iru. If I say taberu, which means to eat, it would be taberu, taberu. Now the last letters there are eru. So if it ends in the letters iru or eru, then they're going to be ichidan verbs. Now, if you come across a verb such as nomu, which means to drink, N-O-M-U, nomu, nomu is going to be a godan verb, which we'll be talking about tomorrow. And the reason we need to be able to differentiate between these two verbs, ideally eru and iru verbs, and all of the other verbs, is because they conjugate differently. Now, what do I mean by conjugate? Japanese verbs change and adjust how the sentence is used. Let me give you an example. In English, if I said something like, I'm buying groceries, or I bought groceries, or I will buy groceries, or buying groceries is weird, all of these words are based off the word to buy. However, depending on the time, or the tense, we call it, or what it's doing in the sentence, the verb changes from will buy, to buy, buying, and bought. These are tense changes and conjugation changes that happen in our language. And it's important to be able to know what type of verb we're working with so we can conjugate or change the verb effectively. In order to do this, we change verbs into what are called verb bases. And once we establish the two individual types of verbs, namely ichidan verbs, verbs that end in iru or eru, is spelled in English, or romanized letters called romaji, then they are ichidan verbs, and godan verbs, five-step verbs, which are anything outside of those. Now, as with any language, there are a number of exceptions, and we'll talk about exceptions another day, particularly the three most commonly used exception verbs. Luckily, Japanese doesn't have a lot of them, so it makes it a little bit easier to understand. But what I recommend doing is going through the list and making sure you can identify eru verbs and iru verbs when writing things down in the romanized letters. If you want some more practice with this, make sure to check out our comic, which is released every single Thursday on our website, manga-sensei.com, also completely free, for at least the first episode or so. There's tons of episodes. It's a lot of fun, and it has the verbs written down so you can kind of pair them out as well. With that, I'll sign off. Make sure to make some mistakes, and I will see you tomorrow. We start talking about Godan verbs. Until then, Johnny.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.